Ready for something a little different? Something you might even find fun. Could be dangerous, I don't know. You see, that's actually up to you, what's in your mind. Now, I'll help you along the way with some prodding and suggestions, but this is all about you, really. And if it's your first time listening, well, things are about to get weird. If it's not, they're still about to get weird. But I know you want it to. You see, this is a little dose of conditioning in the form of a hypnotic induction, some very simple suggestions, and a little post-hypnotic idea that will linger in your little head to listen again. Even if you probably shouldn't. You really shouldn't keep listening to this over and over to reinforce the ideas we talk about. But you probably will. Because I think there's something really hot about hypnosis that we haven't explored enough. And that's its power to make you want things you may never have even thought about. Naughty things. Taboo things. Silly things. Hypnosis is powerful. It's sensual, it's sexual, it's exciting. And some of the power of it is in how it makes you give up control of your thoughts, of your mind. It's a form of mind control, is it not? If I can make you think of things you wouldn't have otherwise. Let's talk about music, okay? You probably weren't thinking about music, but now you hear some. Soothing, Spanish guitar. Nice, isn't it? But I bet you've never really thought about a guitar. Not really. It's a wooden box with strings that makes noise, and yet, there's something more. Why do people gravitate to them? Why do men, in particular, seem to obsess over them? Do you think it's the music, or something else? Because I think it's the something else. And maybe you're now wondering about it. Were you doing that before, or am I controlling your mind? Maybe it's just a little wordplay and trickery. That's not to say you're not wondering why guitars are the instrument of obsession. So let's just think about it. Could it be something specific and fetishized about them? Or is it more basic? Maybe it's all the fingering, plucking those strings and hearing the pleasurable sounds. But no, that's not it. That doesn't strike the right chord, does it? Shall I put you out of your misery before you develop a guitar fetish? I think it's the shape. Think about it. The long, slender neck, the wide, expanding body that tapers back into a slim waistline and then expands once more in the hips or the... What are guitar bodies called anyway? They're so feminine, so curvy. No wonder people name them after women. So you see, everything can be sexual, everything can be hypnotic. If you think about it just right. You've been thinking about a guitar, but it could be anything really. Anything could be a new kink just waiting to ambush you. And hypnosis is the gateway to that, to unlocking the naughty thoughts buried deep in the mind, to seeing beyond the surface to the sexual ideas lurking beneath. Did you know that you can satisfy your cravings with your imagination alone? This is scientifically proven. That's the power of the mind. You may think this is silly, but a simple hamburger can prove you wrong. Funny how the brain works, and how you thought of a burger once I said it. Like you just automatically follow suggestions. Isn't that curious? Now, the burger. You see, if you really are hungry and craving a burger, you probably know it's not so good for you. But you can't quite help the craving. The softness of the bun, the delicate crunch of the lettuce, the bursting flavors of ketchup and mayo as they pour onto your greedy tongue, the tenderness of the patty. So you skip ordering, instead you picture it. Do you know this already? This little meme from the past? The hamburger tulpa? Somewhere on Tumblr, Sophie in Wonderland says hamburger tulpa, and now it's forever, thanks to the ways of the internet. And you know what comes next. You imagine this perfect burger vividly in your mind's eye. It's the one you want precisely. You imagined it. You can't be wrong. And you see yourself eating it, bite by bite, chewing and swallowing and relishing the combination of flavors. And suddenly you feel satiated, full. The power of the hamburger tulpa. The power of the mind. Now, what about sexual cravings? What if you're desiring a little sexual fun with someone hot in a costume you like? Maybe she's a nurse or a teacher. And you're alone, so you touch yourself. It's okay, I think you should right now. Go on, have a little fantasy as a treat. See that costumed figure and touch yourself as you'd want them to touch you. Doesn't it feel good? And it helps to satisfy that craving. And you do sometimes crave sexual things. Sometimes you want pleasure so badly, but you don't want just any pleasure. You want it associated with certain stimuli, and you can satisfy that craving. But the more you satisfy it alongside that particular stimulus, be it the image of a hot girl in a nurse costume, or a really tasty burger, the more you condition your mind to desire it. Isn't that fascinating? And think back to the guitar. Can't we sexualize basically, well, anything? How interesting. It's like a little science experiment, isn't it? And hypnosis? You know it can sneak up on you. You can easily find yourself hypnotized without even knowing it's happened. Sinking deeper and deeper into that blissful place of trance without truly knowing you were even inducted. You may even find that just hearing me speak puts you into a more pleasant state of mind. A soft, warm, relaxed state. You don't need to worry. When you feel that, just go with it. You don't want to resist it anyway. It feels nice. You don't really want to stay aware of what's going on. You want to relax. And I want you to. We both know you want to relax, rest, sink. We both know it feels good to simply listen and focus on my words. We both know you feel good when you follow my suggestions. We both know you enjoy when I make you think of new things. The guitar, the burger. It's all a bit silly. But what if it wasn't? What if it was deeply, incredibly sexual? What if it turned you on to think of something like that? Something weird or something mundane? Nothing immoral, of course. Only things that are harmless and shouldn't be erotic, yes. Everyone has a kink for something. Someone wants to marry their car or have sex with a particular erotic abstract painting. And as you let the nice, soft words I speak relax you deeper and deeper, I think you can stop touching yourself if you haven't already. No more burger or nurse or whatever it was. Just relax for a while. Let me help you fall into a comfortable, relaxing state of trance. Let me help draw you down into a peaceful state of calm, blissful happiness. I'm going to count back from 20 to 1. And with each number, you'll fall deeper into a trance. With each number, you'll feel even more relaxed, calm, peaceful, and blank. Just ready to absorb any suggestions I give you. You may start to think you can't fall deeper, but you will find each number somehow pulls you down further. Maybe numbers are sexy too. But that's not important right now. Right now, I just want you relaxed, open, and calm. I want your subconscious mind taking the reins now. I want you to switch off the rational and logical and focus only on the automatic, the instinctual. And as I count down now from 20 to 1, you'll find that's what you do. You simply let go of thought and listen and follow. Nothing left but open, empty-minded calm. A place where you follow eagerly any instructions you're given. 20. Feeling yourself drifting along on my words. 19. Letting all the words jumble together. 18. No longer needing to be in control. 17. Feeling calm, happy, and safe. 16. Letting blissful surrender fill up your mind. 15. Sinking deeper and deeper down. 14. Mind hazy and calm, feeling at peace. 13. Each number drawing you deeper now. 12. Calmer, more blank, more open to me. 11. Slipping into a wonderful trance. 10. Letting go and following my words. 9. Letting me guide your mind into bliss. 8. Letting me take you so very deep now. 7. Falling down and down, further and further. 6. Hazy, dreamy, and lost in the sensation. 5. Falling into such a very deep trance. 4. Easily letting go of your thoughts. 3. Easily accepting my words and suggestions. 2. Letting me in and enjoying how that feels. And 1. Completely entranced, so very, very deep, right at the bottom, right at the depth. So calm, peaceful and open, feeling light, hazy, lost and blissful, a little smile forming on your face, happily entranced. And it does feel good to let your mind go, to let all those thoughts go, to give up your control over what happens next, to let me take the lead and your logic take a back seat, because I want you to follow, not to stop thinking entirely, just to let me guide that. And I want you to not touch yourself for a while. I'll let you when the time is right. Before we get there though, I just want you to think about how good it would feel, how arousing it is to pleasure yourself while deeply entranced. How horny it makes you to lose your control, lose your power and let someone else guide you to pleasure. Isn't that just so tantalizingly erotic? Would you not allow to touch, even if the sound of my voice makes you think about how good it would feel to just give in to that? Even if the thought of me looking at your mind, fucking your brain until you're corrupted entirely, feels so good you want to come at the thought of it. You can't. Not yet. But you can feel pleasure. You can feel a jolt of pleasure when you do just what I suggest. Just what I want you to. And what I want you to experience now is a growing, expanding pleasure, building up within. The pleasure of being in trance. I want you to need more. And the more I talk about it, the more you need it. The need to touch grows bigger and bigger. But you can't. Not yet. You can just listen to me and feel good. Feel the pleasure of listening. Following along. And just letting the hypnosis flow over you. You don't need to do a thing. Only listen. And feel good. Feel needy. More and more desperate to touch. And you know, I can make the pleasure stronger. Like that nurse could with her touch. I don't even need to touch you. All I need is to remind you how good it feels when you follow a suggestion. Like a trigger. A little word to make your pleasure increase. To make it go up as you go down. To sink you deeper as your pleasure grows bigger. And that simple word is pulse. You pulse with arousal when you hear it. It makes your body need more. Makes you crave to touch. You pulse with lust and you feel your need grow as your mind sinks deeper. You thought you couldn't go deeper. But with each pulse, you find it's quite easy to sink for me. And I want you to think about something sexy. Really fucking sexy. A fantasy that makes your body tingle. That makes you pulse. And as you think about it, let it fill your mind. Nothing else matters really now. Just enjoy it. Enjoy it as you pulse with pleasure. As pleasure grows and grows, and you feel so very, very good. You can let that scene play out and feel your mind drift into it, into the sexual need. a desire to touch to us. You pulse with that need, feeling the strength of that arousal. That's the power of having a desire, a kink. And you could crave it. You could crave it and pulse for it. And you'd imagine it and touch and feel as if you'd really experienced it under hypnosis. That's the power of it, the power of being hypnotized. But you can't touch. All you can do is pulse. And if you want to touch, you have to keep following my commands. Keep following my suggestions. If you want more, you have to listen and accept what I tell you. Because I want you to pulse, and I want that need to grow, but banish that scene from your mind. You can meet this arise for anything with hypnosis. A new kink can be unlocked in you under trance. A new, powerful kink that makes you pulse. But I'm not telling you what it is. I said from the start, you decide that. Now, if you're challenged in the imagination department right now, I can help. I can give you some ideas of what to pulse for. And you'll want to touch, but you're only allowed to touch when you think of it. A little conditioning that you're sure to enjoy. But what are you going to pulse for? What's in that depraved little mind of yours? What naughty fantasy? Oh, wait a second. That's not even what we want. There I go again, consumed by my own sexual desires. I could touch myself anytime I like, of course. But you just pulse unless you think of what I want you to think of. I said this was up to you, but maybe I'm stacking the odds in my favor. So let's play a little game of roulette. Instead of you trying to use that warped brain to think of something yourself, have a little roll of the wheel. That'll trap you even deeper and land on something that you're allowed to touch yourself to pulse even harder for. But once you think of anything else, you stop. Isn't that fun? It's corrupting, isn't it? And you like that. You've always liked the idea of corruption, of being twisted beyond what you know. I'm doing it softly, but I know you want it meaner sometimes. Poor depraved soul. Pulse for the things popping into your mind. The naughty things. The weird things. What are we going to set on the wheel? See it in your mind. A wheel with lots of little blank spaces for ideas. Kinks. Things that shouldn't be horny and sexy, but are. Like maybe feet. No, too tame. I bet you already pulse for them. What about something a bit outside the ordinary? Pulse for something truly odd. Maybe a woman with cow horns and big soft titties full of milk. Pulse for the thought. But no, that's just hyper-femininity really, isn't it? Let's think of some things that no one should find sexy in their right mind. Then again, as you sit there and pulse with need, you're hardly in your right mind at all. So we're going to fill the wheel. 10 spaces. And with each one that fills up before we spin, you'll pulse even more. You'll feel that arousal reach a fever pitch and just need to touch yourself. And you will, when the wheel stops spinning. See, it's up to you, a bit. But I suppose I'm twisting things again. That's hypnosis, isn't it? Corruption? Pulse first. As you think of traffic lights. Not sexy, are they? But you know, you do obey them, don't you? I hope you do. Pulse for them. You obedient subject, you. For that green light says go. That red light says no. They're so commanding. Next, let's say pancakes. Pulse for them, smothered in hot, melting butter. The perfect thing to wake up to after a night of being fucked brainless. 8 more to pulse for. Next. What about clowns? They're kind of scary, But a cute girl in a harlequin costume. Corset, stockings, all made up to look sweet and silly with her big boobs bouncing everywhere. Pulse. For her. For the clang you want to touch for. And next, a hairbrush. Just a common everyday item. Something innocuous, yet imagine now someone holding it and cracking it against your behind. Spanking you and making you pulse with need as they control you completely. Then, how about for trees? Can you imagine being aroused by trees? Probably not, but if you condition just right, anything is sexual, isn't it? Maybe if it was just the right shape, or maybe if its long tendrils wrapped you up, bound you to it, pulled you close and trapped you. Pulse now, and see that I'm so right. As you move to a clothespin, or peg, or whatever you want to call it. Those wooden things you hang clothes on the line with, they're not sexy, but imagine one clamping onto your sensitive nipple, making you pulse in pleasure and pain. Anything is sexual, anything at all. Now, a crystal. Just a quartz crystal, a silly little stone. Nothing really, but you can pulse for it dangling from a pendant, swaying back and forth as it draws you into trance. Can't I just make anything sexy? Don't you want to touch so badly now, my subject? My hypnotized little plaything. Now, a Sharpie. A permanent marker. Just something you use now and then. Something you'd find in a drawer at home. Yet, imagine it now, branding you. Writing on your skin. Hypnoslave. Obedient, mindless, marking you. Pulse for that idea now. Good subject. Almost there. So what about an interior designer? That can't really mean sexy, can it? But I bet you pictured an attractive woman, maybe in a business suit, with a short skirt and heels, carrying rolls of wallpaper or a big scrapbook, her glasses hanging off her nose. She's adorable. Her hair is a little messy. Business with a touch of quirky. How hot is she? Pulse for her. And see that there's nothing we can't sexualize. Even, last one, a desk. Just a desk. And yet, you can probably picture it now. Someone attractive sitting at it. Someone you want. Or are you sitting at it? And someone approaches you. Someone so sexy and beautiful you can barely think. And they push everything to the floor and put you down on the desk, laying you on your back, making you pulse with desire. And you feel the hard wood against your skin and their soft body pressing on you. The desk is so sexy, isn't it? It makes you pulse just imagining it, because everything is sex. And as you spin the wheel, you know that for sure now. You know that anything can be erotic. You pulse for whatever I want you to. And your mind is so lost in all this. And even the wheel itself is sexy. It's like a spiral, pulling you into the fantasy as I place the ball with delicate red-painted fingernails and spin. And you just about see the words. They go round and round and your mind spins and swirls into them. The wheel spinning, with each idea passing you by as the wheel moves. Traffic lights, pulse. Pancakes, pulse. You're being corrupted by all of this, the wheel, the hypnosis, every word I speak. Clowns, pulse. Hairbrush, pulse. Trees, pulse. Your mind spinning, wanting to touch now. You just need the wheel to stop so you know what you need to think about. What you'll come for. Clothespin. Pulse. Crystal. Pulse. Sharpie. Pulse. God, it feels so good to think of all those sexy things. Such sexy, silly things, aren't they? Hot clang girls dancing in your mind. hypnotizing you with crystals and branding you with a sharpie, before you're spanked with a hairbrush, before you're punished with a clothespin, before you're pressed into a tree and fucked mercilessly. Interior designer, pulse, as she fucks you on your desk. Pulse, feeling so horny and meaty now, knowing that you can touch once the wheel stops spinning round and round, and hypnotizing you deeper and deeper. Traffic lights, pancakes, clowns, pulse, the wheel spins. Hairbrush, trees, clothespin. Pulse, spinning you deeper. Crystals, sharpie, pulse. Interior designer, desk, pulse. The wheel is slowing and sticking down to find out where it'll land. But you see, I did say you'd decide. You've already decided. One of those things will have resonated, will have lingered. I wonder which. You can always tell me. Comment or message and let me know. You can even land on the empty space. There is always an empty space. And come up with something strange all your own. I'd love to know. But only you know where the wheel stops. And I said you'd make that choice as it slows its spiraling. As your mind slows and you narrow your focus, you pulse for me. Good subject. And when it stops, you'll see that one thing, that one new kink. That's yours now. That's your brand new kink. And you'll think of it as you play with yourself and come. Yes, you'll come to that thought. And you won't touch as soon as your mind wanders. You may even want to look at pictures or videos. That'll help. I think you should. Still in a trance, but a waking one. One where you can easily and happily touch yourself. Pulse for your new kink. You're so glad I'm giving this to you. So happy to see how powerful hypnosis is. And you won't just do this once. You'll condition yourself. You'll come back for more. You'll listen again. Maybe you'll keep enjoying that same kink more and more. Maybe you'll keep enjoying that same kink more and more. Or maybe you'll end up fetishizing all of it. Maybe you'll end up with so many kinks to pulse to that the world makes you insanely horny constantly. And now you know what you will do. That you'll touch until you come. But only while thinking of or looking at this new kink of yours. And you'll come back to reinforce and condition yourself to want it even more. This is part of your sex life now. A little spice on top of it all. Pulse for how hot it is to be corrupted. Pulse for how bad you need the wheel to stop. It's almost there. Pulse now as you see that one kink you're honing in on. And the wheel slows. And stops on us. Now, think of it. Touch yourself. Pulse even more for it. You want it, need it, crave it. And you'll satisfy that craving. You'll meet that need. That need that makes you pulse as you think of your brand new kink. Your sexy, weird, depraved, corrupting new kink. It's so bad. But that makes it so hot to pulse to. Let go and enjoy this. Enjoy the corruption, the pulse, the need, the desperation to touch, finally sated. Think of that kink. And when you're ready, come to it. And soon you'll be back for more. Pulse for me. And think of it. Find pictures of it. Find it everywhere. Court it, crave it, make it part of you. This is what you wanted from hypnosis, isn't it? To be corrupted? So pulse for me as you embrace that new kink of yours. And when you come back, you'll be so much hornier for it. You'll make it so deep for yourself. You'll be completely corrupted. Pulse, my subject. And now you can finish yourself off for it. You can come whenever you want to, as long as you're thinking of it. And I'll see you back here so very soon. So weird pulse for me. It's okay to be weird.